It's time, Austin Huff with his weekly Corked Bats rant, and we talked this morning about some potential topics, and then all that got changed around and twisted and turned, and here we sit. Tennessee has no football coach.
Aren't these the best days? You know, you just throw out the entire game plan. You're like, look, I'm going to go this way, and then you just have to just go Peyton Manning, shout out Tennessee, just call an audible the whole way.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that could happen, maybe if Peyton Manning gets too involved and Adam Gase becomes the head coach and we get another great press conference. I mean,
no. What's the guy he does the commercials with? Why am I blanking on his name right now? The country singer.
Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley is going to be the next head coach of Tennessee if Peyton Manning's in front of this and behind this.
I love it. So you're going to go down that path, I'm guessing.
Talk Tennessee?
Yeah.
When in Rome, I guess. Yeah. When in Rome. Is there a Rome, Tennessee? I think there is. In there?
There's a Rome, Georgia.
I know that. It's when in Paris, Tennessee, I guess.
There is that for sure.
Yeah. Guys, look, I think it's, and this is kind of serious. It's less of a rant and more of, let's just a serious discussion. I think it's time we have a talk with the University of Tennessee. And Tennessee, first of all, thank you for joining us. Why don't you have a seat right over there? Look, we're all here today because we love you. All right. Whether we went to you for higher education, or we host radio shows, or we run comedic sports blogs, the latter of two of which you provide a lot of content for, we all love you. Okay. So know that this is coming from a place of love. All right. But this is an intervention. We're afraid you have an addiction to coaching searches. We all saw what you did this morning, letting go of Jeremy Pruitt for cause after a 16-19 record. Like, for cause? You let Derek Dooley coach multiple games while sitting on a stool. Okay. what did Jeremy Pruitt do that could possibly be more cause than that? You didn't even allow him enough time to get in his own players in to try and win a life championship. And sure, we've all heard the alleged NCAA violations under his watch, which was a shock to us all. I mean, who would have expected a guy to get caught cheating who also got caught laying into a cop who just arrested one of his players by asking, why do you have to arrest him? Just because he has a warrant? And then saying, quote, do your civic duty, man. Like, what? That guy also committed recruiting violations? No way. But that's all in the past, okay? Like, you thought firing him would help you start fresh. I get it. But is another coach going to want to touch this job with NCAA sanctions covered on it, on top of it, like gravy on a country fried steak? All I'm saying is the rest of us have all started to notice you going on a lot of coaching searches lately. And we're all starting to get a little worried. This is now your fifth coaching search in the last dozen years. And that's just in football. You've also had three for basketball, two for baseball, and hell, even women's basketball had two coaching changes, and that's supposed to be your thing. And let's not even get started on athletic directors. I mean, the new one will be the fifth in the last dozen years. At first, we wrote it off like, oh, SEC programs will be SEC programs. They're in college. Let them have their fun. I mean, like, we know you experimented with folks like Donnie Tindall. Like, we didn't even say anything with the whole butt chugging theme came up. All right. But now this is appearing to be more than just a phase. Now we feel the need to reach out to offer some help. Again, we're here for you. All right. We're here to help. And I always say, don't be critical without offering a solution. So I don't know, maybe try what the softball team does and hire two head coaches. A little husband and wife duo, you know, that way
that
next time,
amazing.
That wouldn't it be incredible? A husband and wife coaching Tennessee football.
Yeah.
That, and then like next time, like if you ever have to fire one, you don't have to go on a whole search again. All right. You just keep the one that's left. I mean, all you'll do is make things awkward at home for that couple. Look, I hate this. I hate to see this for you, Tennessee. Nobody likes a Tennessee head coaching search. All right. Mainly because that's when Vol Twitter is firing on all cylinders. And while most can, I will admit, most of in Vol Twitter can take a joke, not all of Vol Twitter can differentiate a joke from an actual take. So, and plus this search only allows Dan Wolkin to chirp up even more. And nobody wants that. So, But look, to Tennessee, we're here for you. We're going to guide you through this. We're sorry that, you know, we love you is basically what we're saying. And I will say this, though. I love that this all went down on Butch Jones's birthday. Like, that is just phenomenal timing.
You're kidding me right now. I didn't even know that.
I did not know that.
Today is Butch Jones's birthday. So happy birthday, Butch, I guess. Belated.
He just came off the payroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
February.
Oh, he's still,
gosh. Okay. I thought it was this week. I thought it was this past week. Oh, wow.
So he gets to enjoy all this WOW cashing checks with the Tennessee letterhead on it. So,
by the way, Rome, Tennessee, unincorporated community in Smith County, located at the confluence of the Cumberland River and Round Lick Creek.
Oh, I love of all the creeks in Tennessee, Round Lick is my favorite. but look, I was right. When in Rome,
Tennessee. Send all of your hate tweets to @AustinHuff, Tennessee fans.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Now Vol Twitter is going to be all up on my ass. Thanks.
You can put this podcast on Vol Twitter later. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
Hey, no, coaching thank you, guys. Yep. Thank you, Tennessee football, too. Happy birthday, Butch.
@AustinHuff. We'll be right back. Buck Rison at 5:15. More of your reaction, Tennessee Parts Ways with Jeremy Pruitt.
Take Blaine Bishop, Don